January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. When I'm a road runner, honey.
The American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show on a cool spring afternoon with a lot of hot news out there. And we're here and we're ready to go and we're ready to talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. That's right. Once again, we are here, yes, indeed, live as we can be on FM 105.5 AM 660 The Answer. And, of course, we're also on your Alexa devices, that's no laughing matter, and am660theanswer.com. And, of course, you can still download, if you haven't already, the free Answer Orlando app. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. Everything from Rex Tillerson to Russian roulette. That's right. If you haven't heard about Russian roulette, we're here to talk about it tonight. And so we got it all for you lined up on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. So once again, as I said, thanks for tuning in. All right. Randy Ross is on the way here, caught up in that I-4 mess down there, but he'll be here momentarily. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, and because we are live, we invite you to give us a call at 407-774-8255. Once again, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and this is being brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. And don't forget, they got a great deal down there. Just go down there and take a test drive and come away with $25 in your pocket in the form of a gift certificate, gift card. So please take advantage of our great new sponsor. And once again, if you're looking for an automobile, give them a chance. At least give them a chance. Go down there and look and see what they have. If you see something you like, maybe you can work out a deal you like. That's lease, buy, new, and, of course, they also have pre-owned automobiles and trucks as well. So tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you down there to take a look at their Titans. They'll know what you're talking about. Okay, as I said, we got a lot to talk about tonight. And this Russian roulette thing, which we're going to get to here shortly, is, shall we say, more proof that we are the voice to be reckoned with, Titans of Talk Radio. In the meantime, Rex Tillerson is out. That has been the big news of the day, overshadowing pretty much everything else. By the way, the president is presently, as I speak, speaking to Marine Corps
troops in San Diego Miramar Air Station. His backdrop is looks like the F-35, the beautiful new fighter jet, and he's speaking to the Marines, talking about how they need a pay raise, amongst other things. And he really looks sharp. And, of course, he's in California today. That's in San Diego right now. He's in California today because he was down to inspect the 8 prototypes of the new wall to be built along the Mexican border where appropriate. And the president made some comments there. Once again, he's making some comments here. But once again, the hoopla today is about Rex Tillerson. He was notified Friday that by Chief of Staff Kelly that his days, his hours were numbered, that he was either going to need to resign or they would go ahead and fire him. And, of course, Tillerson was out of the country at the time, I believe over in Africa. And then the next day, Tillerson took the day off. The word was he wasn't feeling well. And I guess we know why he wasn't feeling well. And when he spoke this afternoon to the media and to the country and to the State Department and others in the Defense Department and other organizations that he'd worked with, you could tell that he didn't want to go. That he was down. He was not a happy camper. And he, once again, was initially told Friday that the handwriting was on the wall, and then he did come back a day early from the trip. But this morning, he got the official word from the White House, according to him, a telephone call about noon. And, of course, that would sound about right because he got back to the United States very early this morning. You would think the man probably need a little bit of sleep. And so while he was asleep, all of this was breaking in the media. The president tweeted about it. And then the president called him around noontime. But once again, he had already been notified what was going to be going down by John Kelly on Friday. Tillerson, was very appreciative for the opportunity, but he noticeably did not thank or mention the president at all in his sayonara remarks. The way it's going to work is he's going to stick around sort of in name only until March the 31st. But in the meantime, his deputy, Jake Sullivan, is going to take his place. So a fellow by the name of Jake Sullivan will be the Secretary of State, at least for a brief time, acting Secretary of State, I should say. And Mike Pompeo, the present CIA director, has been nominated by the president to be Tillerson's replacement. And of course, now this is going to have to go through Senate confirmation again. And so that won't happen right away. So evidently that's why Tillerson, or however they agreed to this, but Tillerson is no longer a factor. Let's just put it that way. Whether he's there in name only or whatever, he's no longer a factor. He won't be a part of the decision-making process. Evidently, he wasn't a major part of the decision-making process to begin with. And Mike Pompeo has been a major part of the president's decision-making process because, like George W. Bush, but unlike Barack Obama, President Trump takes his intelligence briefings every day from the director of the CIA. It was George Tenet, and then whoever his replacement was, I can't recall right off the top of my head, with George W. Bush, and then it's been Mike Pompeo with President Trump. So they have a very close relationship. They see eye to eye on a lot of things, and that must frustrate some in the media and the Democrats because Pompeo is recognized as a very smart man, and of course they're trying to convince us that Trump is the exact opposite, but in fact we know better. Trump is a very smart man himself. That's why he and Pompeo can see eye to eye with one another on a lot of things. And Pompeo graduated first in his class at West Point, graduated Harvard Law School, of course, was then a congressman and then became the CIA director, where he had to get up to speed, but evidently the agency has been working quite nicely while he has been there and not been up to the shenanigans that it was up to before he got there. His replacement was Gina Haspel. You spell her last name H-A-S-P-E-L. It's kind of an unusual name if you ask me, but Gina Haspel has been a career CIA officer. She's been there about 30 years. She came up through the ranks. started out as an analyst, and she was part of the DARC program where they had these DARC prison sites in countries like Poland and Egypt and God knows where they would hold terrorists and interrogate them. And that may cause some problems in her confirmation. She as well is going to have to be confirmed. If confirmed, however, she will be the first woman head of the CIA. Thank you very much, Donald J. Trump. And she will have been the first non-political appointee, non-politician for a while. So a couple of sort of unique aspects of that. Pompeo, I think him being Secretary of State, in particular at this time, in these, shall we say, delicate moments of negotiation or you know, staring down, if you will, between North Korea and also Iran, I think this sends a very strong message to them as well. Young Kim Jong-un now must realize that nobody's messing around. And even though Tillerson was on board with the getting tough with North Korea, he certainly can't be viewed as being, shall we say, as challenging an adversary as the CIA director. So the whole landscape, once again, is changing, and I do believe in the president's and therefore the country's favor, that these are good moves that will strengthen both of these agencies, or at least the State Department, maybe not so much the CIA, but it certainly will, shall we say, put a new face on the CIA. And so that's the big news of the day. The media is trying to make a big deal about when Tillerson was told. Was he, you know, run out the door in an unceremonious fashion? But it turns out that the president and Tillerson just didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. The president himself today mentioned the Iran deal. We've talked about this on numerous occasions with our man Abe Katzman. I hope you caught him on our show last night. If not, you can go check him out at our archive after tonight's show. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And the Iran deal, the president does not want to renew it. He does not. And when this next renewal deadline comes up, he pretty much is ready to write it off. And Pompeo is on board with that. And then, of course, they see eye to eye on other things as well. So this is the president consolidating the group around him and getting the people who are on board with him. And after all, that's what he deserves as president of the United States. He does deserve a high degree of loyalty because we elected him. All of these underlings, for lack of a better word, are there to carry out his policies, not implement their own. It turns out Rex Tillerson, because he didn't agree with the president on a couple of things, for instance, the Paris Accords, he was working with State Department bureaucrats who are Obama and Clinton and even Bush-era holdovers who are only too happy to work with him to undermine the president's policy when it comes to climate change. So, you know, we don't have time for that. You know, we thought Rex would be a good guy. We thought he'd be a good, loyal guy. But at the end of the day, he had his own opinions. He's used to being in charge. He was a CEO of a major, you know, one of the largest corporations in the world, if not the largest at that time. But he, you know, so he was he had his own mindset. Well, now he can go sit down and use that mind to think about things and write himself a book or whatever. But the bottom line is, this president is there to get his agenda done. That's why he elected him. And everybody better get better get on the same page. And by the way, the second-in-command evidently was fired as well. And Jake Sullivan evidently was moved up, if I'm understanding this correctly. A guy by the name of Goldstein was fired this morning from the State Department because he was out blabbing to the media that the way Rex Tillerson was fired, that Tillerson didn't find out until after everybody else did today. Well, in fact, as I told you, John Kelly spoke to him Friday by phone and said, look, this is it. This is the way it's going to be. Either resign or we're going to fire you Monday. So they fired him too, this Goldstein guy. And I like that. I like that maybe even better than the move to, well, I can't say that, but I like it in this sense that, once again, these people are there to carry out the president's agenda, not their own. And if they don't like that, they know where the door is. But you see, the problem with them is they don't want to do that. First of all, they don't want to leave that cushy job. But second of all, they think that they know better than the president, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be the crusaders there to stick it out and do things. Well, I think there's a new day has arrived, and this is draining the swamp. This is getting the swamp drained. And I'm here to tell you, we're going to see some serious foreign policy decisions made over these next few months in regard to North Korea and Iran. And if they don't get themselves situated right with this administration, there's going to be bad consequences for them. Let's just put it that way. All right, there'll be bad consequences for you, too, if you change the channel, because we got so much more to go right here tonight with the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Feel free to call us at 407-774-8255. T-Rex is now in the museum.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe. You have four accidents to watch out for. Two of them are on I-4 westbound in the Millennia area. Two of them are on I-4 westbound after Lee Road. And one of them is on I-4 eastbound right before you get to the 441. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. And then again, right around the Pine Hills area, all the way to almost Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and right around the Orlando Executive Airport. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5. And AM 660, The Answer.
Rusev Udria! Rusev Machka!
Rusev Machka! Da! Da Spadania!
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Randy Ross is now in the studio with me. Always great to see you, Randy.
Thank you so much for, you know, that traffic, that I-4 project. Can we not wait for that to be over?
Oh, I'm telling you what. It's going to be a beautiful road when they get
it
done.
Is. It really is going to be great.
But in the meantime, oh boy, it's like poison being out there.
You just never know. I mean, you can leave an hour early, and sometimes you just never know.
Just never know. Anyway, so once again, Trump 2020 Club, you can join on Facebook. And one of the cool things, the coolest thing about joining the Trump 2020 Club for $20 a year is you get these White House updates. And
are you getting yours?
Oh, yeah. And I bet it's going to be a heck of an update tonight,
can
right?
Can you only imagine? Yeah, I just got it. I haven't had a chance to take a look at it. But right. You can only imagine after today's activities. But
right. Well,
seeing the president near the walls today, the sample walls, it was amazing.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. It really was.
And then the speech, he just wrapped it up a few minutes ago to the Marines in San Diego. And once again, making the most out of the trip that he can. And the president is enjoying some interesting twists lately having to do with these stories that have been dogging him. But to get back to the Trump 2020 Club, you simply go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and you can sign up there. And at least follow him for a while and like him, you know. And
all we're doing all day long, constantly, all the moderators, all of our admins, we're constantly putting positive Trump posts up there. That's not a place where you're going to go and people are going to be negative. It's a positive place.
And the purpose is to counterbalance all the negative.
All the negative, right.
Right. But there's some interesting things coming out that the media is going to have to deal with. And one of them has to do with Russian roulette. Have you ever heard anything about this?
No, I can't wait to hear about this one.
It's a brand new book, actually, that just came out today. And that's only part of the title. Get this catchy little thing for a title.
Can't wait.
Russian roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America and the election of Donald Trump. Now, at one glance, you might think that it's saying the inside story of Putin's war against America and the election of Donald Trump. But then you could also read it as sort of a two-part book, one part being the war on America and the other part being about the election of Donald J. Trump. It's written by Michael Isikoff and David Korn. These are two normally known as left-leaning, what they call investigative reporters.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, Isikoff is interesting because it was one of his pieces that was used to assist the FBI and the Department of Justice to get a FISA court warrant on Carter Page because they used his article about the now-renowned Russian dossier as proof that the dossier was legitimate. In other words, they used an article written about the dossier, which was based on the dossier, in order to prove that the dossier was legitimate. So Michael Isikoff, his article showed up in a FISA court warrant request and was used as part of the reason to sign off on this. Well, now he's written a book. And he's got some very interesting things to say in this book.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Right. And one of the interesting things he has to say goes right to what we were saying on this very show a couple of months ago. All right? Got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what it is. All right? You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And don't forget, when you stop by Sutherland Nissan, please tell them thanks a lot for sponsoring our show. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been fired, and Democrats are pointing to the latest White House departure as proof that the Trump administration is mired in its own chaos. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the turmoil is causing huge problems in the world and here in America. Tillerson told reporters today he's proud of his agency's diplomatic work on North Korea and said it, quote, exceeded the expectations of almost everyone, unquote. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman has warned Britain against putting ultimatums to Russia, reminding the UK about its nuclear arsenal. The spokeswoman says that no one can come to Parliament and say, I give Russia 24 hours. A reference to Britain's prime minister giving Russia a deadline to explain how a Russian-designed nerve agent could have been used to poison ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Russia has denied involvement. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 172 points. The Nasdaq dropped 77. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
A bus carrying Texas school band members home from Disney plunged 50 feet into a ravine at 5:30 in the morning in Alabama. The accident killed one and injured many others. About 45 people were on board, and they were taken to 10 hospitals in Alabama and Florida, according to officials. A road ranger is in serious but stable condition as he was struck by a vehicle on State Road 417 while checking on two successive crashes. The road ranger was checking on the people of the second crash when he was struck. He was taken to Osceola Regional Medical Center for treatment. At least 7 students were treated after someone deployed pepper spray on an Orange County school bus earlier today around 8:30 a.m. A 7-year-old student was given pepper spray by a parent for self-defense, but another student deployed it, affecting multiple students in the bus. According to officials, there were about 50 students on the bus, and the students were getting loaded back onto the bus and on their way back to school around 10:45 this morning. Our high is 69 and partly cloudy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Springtime is here. That means it's time for the 34th annual All-British Car Show. Join the Central Florida British Car Club Friday, April 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Fiddler's Green in beautiful Winter Park for a pre-show and meet and greet. And on Saturday, April 7th at 9 a.m. in Mead Gardens in Winter Park for the car show and judging. Along with up to 200 British cars, there will be specialty vendors, raffles, silent auction, and valve cover racing. Four Rivers, Jeremiah's, and Tijuana Flats will be there, and admission is free. It's fun for the whole family. So experience a day of British automotive history in picturesque Mead Gardens, April 7th. For more information, email info@allbritishcarclub.com. That's info@allbritishcarclub.com, a member of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe. You have 4 accidents to watch out for. 2 of them are on I-4 westbound in the Millennia area. 2 of them are on I-4 westbound after Lee Road. And 1 of them is on I-4 eastbound right before you get to the 441. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. And then again, right around the Pine Hills area, all the way to almost Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and right around the Orlando Executive Airport. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5. And AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
And we love you for being out there listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being there. That's right. It is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and the unmistakable laugh of Randy Ross is wafting through the studio here tonight.
I can't even keep track of all the things that are happening every day. It's like every day you either have to be following your social media or talking to a friend or whatever, because there's something happening all the time.
I tell you what, it just piles up, kind of. All right, we're here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Going to chill down again tonight, but the news is definitely hot and hot off the wire. All right, Randy Ross, along with myself, Christopher Hart, 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to the Russian roulette book that just came out today, just want to remind you one more time here, if you're living in Apopka and you live in the city limits there and can vote, please do get out and vote. You'll have until 7 o'clock. You got two polling places that you can go to. And
what an interesting race that mayor's race is.
Exactly, yeah. Brian Nelson is, let's just say he's got a really good chance of unseating the current mayor, Kilsheimer. And, of course, then you have the two city council seats open as well. So, well, one has the Diane Velazquez, the incumbent, but two elections. So, once again, please do get out and vote. Now, those polls will be closing at 7 o'clock, and probably by 8:30 or 9, we should have the results.
Oh, I think you'll have it sooner than that. Those municipal elections, you know very quickly when they've...
Yeah, and there's only two polling places.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah, within a short window of time, we'll probably... Yeah,
7:30 or 8.
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah,
yeah, as long as they can, you know, sign off on them and can confirm them.
Yeah.
And there may be a runoff for one or both of those city council seats. We'll, of course, be updating you on that tomorrow. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, our time, the Pennsylvania polls close.
Oh, yeah.
In that congressional district up there where you got Saccone running against Lamb. And the Lamb seems to be roaring like a lion, but with a lot of Democrat money. And we'll see what happens in that. The polls going into it showed him with a larger than margin of error, but not terribly large lead, like 4 or 5 points. But once again, that's a heavily Republican district, and there are a lot of people there who are motivated and understand that electing Saccone is really a vote for Trump. So we shall see how that goes. And, of course, a lot of people...
And let that be a signal to how we look at 2018 here in Florida.
Right.
If for some reason Lamb wins, it should send a strong reverberation, if you will, or vibration through the state of Florida. Stop with this, you know, animosity, anger, whatever you have towards these different candidates, whether get out there and work to make sure Republicans get elected. It's really that simple.
Yeah, that should be a clarion call, a wake-up call for Republicans all across the nation, as
yeah,
a matter of fact.
Yeah, good point.
Because you'll have these congressional seats up for election. And, yeah, sometimes a loss every now and then wakes the team up.
Yep.
So we shall see what happens. We prefer Saccone win, but if not, then it's going to be, we're going to have to just take it as lesson learned. Once again, those polls close at 8 o'clock, so we'll probably know by 10, you know, 10-ish, what's going on up there, unless it's really, really close. And then once again, that seat, if the state Supreme Court has its way, that seat's going to disappear. And these two guys will be running again in the fall, but in different seats, and they'll be running against different opponents because neither one of them would live in the district that they would now be representing. So, and neither one of them lives in the new district that will be the 14th or whatever. But anyways, all that's happening tonight. So I want to get back to what's happening today. Aside of Rex Tillerson, we'll review that again at the top of the next hour. But meantime, this new book is coming out. Once again, it's called, and you can go to our Facebook page to check it out. It's American Adversaries on Facebook. It's called Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump, by Michael Isikoff and David Korn, two so-called investigative reporters. Mm. And Isikoff is he's a little fairer than most. But some of the amazing revelations in this book have to do with the dossier and how that all came about and what transpired as it was being produced. Now, we've all heard that Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson had been hired originally by the Free Beacon to find out some dirt on Trump. But when it became clear that Trump was going to be the nominee, they dropped it. And that was before they hired Christopher Steele over in England, all right, and his organization. So Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and it's remember, the DNC and Hillary Clinton both hired Fusion GPS to, once again, go out and find dirt on Donald Trump. And at this time, they began to poke around, and somebody thought to call Christopher Steele because they had read in the Washington Post that Trump had been in Moscow for the, what was it, Miss USA pageant, right? And that he had been talking.
I don't know if that was a Miss USA pageant. Miss Universe pageant.
Universe pageant. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Duh. But anyway, and so this is where the whole, all the salacious details of the dossier originated from, the president's time in Moscow during this beauty pageant. And so they get a hold of Christopher Steele, and so he goes poking around. As I've told you before, and this came out very early on, and actually Vanity Fair revealed it, he was what was known as a thinly veiled spy. Thinly veiled means everybody knew Christopher Steele was a spy. And so the Russians had for a long time been feeding him the information they wanted him to have because they knew who he was. And he was naive enough to think that he was getting over on him or something. But hopefully his higher-ups realized what was going on and were feeding disinformation back to the Russians via the same conduit, right?
Right.
And so Steele goes to these guys, and this one fellow in particular named Sergey Milian, I guess is how you pronounce his last name.
What a name.
M-I-L-L-I-A-N. And Sergey is the one who came up with the salacious details about Trump hiring prostitutes, and you know the rest, okay?
Right.
All right, it turns out that Sergey was nowhere near Moscow when Trump was in Moscow when this allegedly happened and had no way of knowing if this was true. Now, when Christopher Steele put the original dossier together, he presented it to his partner. Now, we have never heard that he even had a partner. And his partner's name is Christopher Burroughs. And Christopher Burroughs, when he first saw the dossier, he said, WTF? Only he didn't say WTF. He said what you know WTF means. And the reason he said that was because he realized that this was the kind of misinformation the Russians would feed somebody. And then he went on to characterize it as not so much a, in any way, shape, or form, a finished product, but rather the, shall we say, the raw material.
Sure.
Kind of like if you're digging for gold and you dig up a bunch of dirt and then you have to, you know, shake all the dirt out or whatever to get down to those few little nuggets of gold, okay? This was all the dirt.
Right.
And it turns out there weren't even a few little nuggets of gold in it. There was nothing in it.
Nothing in it at all.
But his partner realized right away that, wait a minute, we don't even know if any of this is true, right? And yet Steele presented it. He was so taken by it, he presented it to the people at Fusion GPS, and they had their doubts about it at first also, but were convinced by Christopher Steele to proceed with it. And then Christopher Steele kept getting frustrated all along the way because pretty much everybody that saw it laughed and said, you got to be kidding me. Come on. And so when they
have to laugh.
And when the FBI did that, he, without the FBI knowing, went over to Michael Isikoff, one of the authors of this book, and told him and another reporter about the dossier. And they originally were the ones who began to spread the word in the media, and then eventually it came out in Mother Jones. The other author, the reporter wrote it in Mother Jones. And that's when it first came out. And once again, everybody scoffed at it and laughed at it. And most of the media didn't want to touch it because, once again, they didn't view it as anything that was in any way, shape, or form credible.
Sure.
Okay? So it turns out that the dossier was taken serious by the FBI. And along with Michael Isikoff's original article about the dossier, they took both of these to the FISA court in order to get the approval for the warrant to surveil Carter Page. And once again, it was a type of warrant where it allowed them to not just surveil Carter Page going forward in his communications real time, but going backwards through his communications as far as they wanted to go. And of course, what they wanted to do was to see not necessarily what he was saying now, but what he had said before when he was actually perhaps communicating with Donald Trump. And
I see you're trying to paint. I hear you're trying to paint a picture, but if you're, I mean, I'm more naive than you, and yep. I'm sitting there and I'm like, the average person is going to have a hard time putting all this together every day. I tell people this all the time. Every day, I'm trying to figure out how to follow this little trail. I just don't know what they're going for.
And that's part of, if shall we say, the problem for the president and part of the advantage for those who have been pulling this stuff off, because it kind of does get kind of deep.
Right.
Okay.
And confusing.
Right. But once again, this is in this new book, Russian Roulette, where you can go and you can study, you can peruse it and study it if you like. And so the dossier now is being taken seriously. All right. So President Trump wins the election. Lo and behold, he
wins.
Surprise,
surprise.
Great, great night. If you didn't catch our election night coverage,
it was amazing.
If you didn't hear our election night coverage, you can check it out at our archive. It was a great show. Great night. Anyway, so he wins. And so now Comey's got the dossier, right? And Trump's the president. And Trump doesn't know about the dossier. So Comey decides to tell Trump about the dossier. And this is now the famous initial meeting of Comey and Trump. They had a security briefing where Comey had some of his underlings with him. Trump had some other officials in the room, I believe the vice president. Reince Priebus may have even been there and others. And at some point when they all sort of wrapped up, Comey says to the president, "I'd like to speak to you alone for a moment." And the president says, "Well, okay." And so it was at that.
Not unnormal. That's not something we would not think is not normal,
no,
right?
Right. And it was at Comey's suggestion, at Comey's request, not at the president's. And it was during that initial meeting, it was, I think, January 5th, 2017, before the inauguration, when he told Trump about the dossier, and Trump lost it, as you might expect, and said, "What is this BS? Who gave you this? What's this? What? Tell me," you know. And it was at this meeting where Comey somehow came out feeling bad about Trump's response, so bad about it that he began to make memos.
Notes.
Right.
Yes.
That ended up being leaked by leaking Jim Comey to the media, right?
That's right.
So then Jim Comey goes across town the next day and meets with Barack Obama. Okay, and briefs him on Obama, on the dossier and Trump's reaction. And, of course, the CIA has known about this as well. And it turns out that James Clapper, the guy who admitted lying to the United States because it was the least painful thing to do, was one of the leakers of information about the dossier to the media. And other things.
All these people need a lot of depends. There's so many leaks.
Right.
So many leaks.
And so now, that gets us to the part in the book where we were talking about this and predicting this, okay? And I can't remember what it was. It was maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 months ago. I mean, time just is flying by these days for me. But the point that we made is, well, look at the clock. I'm going to tease you into the next segment of the show, all right? But you're going to want to hear how our prediction was 100% accurate, okay? All right, so you're listening to The American Adversaries. It is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and I've just given you the tease of a lifetime, how there's a little tidbit in a brand new book called Russian Roulette. That's the short title, that proves a prediction we made on this very show recently correct. Once again, the voice to be reckoned with right here on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And please join the Trump 2020 Club and join us in helping, shall we say, drain the swamp and get the president, the right people in at the right positions to do the right things for the United States of America. And we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. And remember to enter the free drawing for a Human Touch iJoy massage chair. It's amazing how lifelike these chairs feel. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe. You have four accidents to watch out for. Two of them are on I-4 westbound in the Millennia area. Two of them are on I-4 westbound after Lee Road. And one of them is on I-4 eastbound right before you get to the 441. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. And then again, right around the Pine Hills area, all the way to almost Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and right around the Orlando Executive Airport. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5. And AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. A little tribute to...
I always
to
love the music he selects. It's really good.
It is. You can thank Nick for that. This is, of course, the Marine Corps hymn. And the president spoke to the Marines as part of his trip to California this afternoon. And once again, if you're a member of the Trump 2020 Club, you'll be getting details about things like this visit that he made from the White House, briefings and postings that they put out. And you'll get them via the Trump 2020 Club. That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Okay, so the book Russian Roulette talks a lot about what happened in the 2016 election. But guess what? It also talks about some things that happened in the 2012 election. This is where our prediction comes in. Because several months ago I said on this very show, and I wish I could remember which one, that... You watch. At some point, it's going to come out that the very things that they did or were trying to do to Donald J. Trump, they had already done to Mitt Romney.
Wow.
And in this book, it reveals that very thing.
Wow.
That Fusion GPS was part of the Obama reelection effort, and that President Obama had hired Fusion GPS to get dirt on Mitt Romney. So that they could, you know, trash his reputation, business reputation, personal reputation, whatever. And I presume some of the details of what perhaps Fusion GPS did get on Mitt Romney. Perhaps, I don't know, that, you know, Mitt Romney is pretty much squeaky clean when you get right down to it.
Maybe,
you know,
too clean. Maybe he was too clean.
Perhaps. Yeah, yeah. But there were, you know, some, you know, the allegations, he had a dossier on women and he had, and what it was he kept resumes of women that he thought could be good in his organization. And they tried to make that into some sort of, right.
Yeah.
And of course he had the dog on top of the car on a vacation or something like that. But somewhere along the line, somebody also found out, I guess, that as a kid he had done some bullying or something like that. And so who knows? But the bottom line is, as we said on this show, what they did to and what they were trying to do to President Trump, they had already been doing this. And that they had done it, I think, that they had already done it to Mitt Romney. And in fact, that comes out in this new book just out today, Russian Roulette, that indeed Fusion GPS had been hired to get dirt on Mitt Romney. So I guess the lesson here is that the left doesn't fool around, and whoever you are, if you're on the right, they're going to come after you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tease you again, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about a local teacher who's going through this same business right now, okay? And they go after the people on the right in a vicious, personal sort of fashion, and they want the worst to use against individuals, so as not just to defeat them, but to crush them and make sure they never, you know, dare to raise their face and head in the process again.
But let's be honest, that is not just a left issue. We are experiencing that throughout the state of Florida right now. I've been on the phone for the last few days talking to operatives and people that were involved in the 2016 campaign, and it's a bloody battle right now for people trying to identify what role they're going to play in 2020. You've got all these never-Trumpers, including the Orange County Republican Party chairman. I'll say it here. I don't mind saying, I'm not going to say his name, but I am going to say that he is one of those people that is desperate to try to defuse and destroy everything that we did in 2016. Yeah. And he is working desperately to make sure that people like myself and others that were part of that are no longer part of the future. And as I talk to these people and we start connecting the dots, you're recognizing that they would be willing to give up 2020 for 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, to me, it just makes my blood boil. It just infuriates me.
Well, you have to think. They were willing to give up 2016.
Well, once they realized the 16 that weren't one of them,
right,
when they realized it was going to be Trump, you better believe it. But when the chairman of Orange County is still, even today, okay, this far into it, a year and a half, whatever we're in, is still contacting people, trying to alienate people, all of that process, that says to me, you know what, Donald Trump is doing even more than what we thought he could do, because you do not go after people that you know are not successful. You go after the ones that are being successful because you don't want them to be the new message, the new wave. And I called the vice chairman today of the party, and I am calling on everybody listening to this program. We have got to do more to get rid of people that don't support our president. That's got to be part of our mantra. I mean, that's partially, I think, why we're doing what we're doing here today and what you do.
Indeed.
Why you do what you do on this program now for 7 years. You're trying to remind people the party is evolving. Come with the party. Come with the evolution. But more importantly, if you don't like the way it is, just step aside. I call on the party chairman of Orange County to resign. He does not need to be in that role anymore because he does not support the president.
As I said earlier in the show, we elected this president. We want this president's agenda enacted. And we want and we expect loyalty from those who are in positions to support him to provide him that.
And if you can't do that, get out of the way.
Get out of the way and let somebody in there who will. And then you can go out and you can think about the next election out on your
own
somewhere. You can do your own thing.
Absolutely.
But once again, we want loyalty to this president because we elected his agenda, not somebody else's, whether it's Rex Tillerson, the chairman of the Orange County Republican Party, or whoever.
Exactly.
And as I've said on the show before, we got our own little bit of swamp down here.
You better believe it.
Needs a draining, okay? I got some right here in Seminole County. You got some evidently right here in Orange County, too.
Absolutely.
So it's up to us to do something about it, and that's what we intend to do. And you can help out by, of course, joining the Trump 2020 Club. And, of course, you can join the American Adversaries Army, too, if you like. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And by the way, when you're at our website, please check out all of our great ads for our sponsors. If you click on the ad, you'll go to the sponsor's website, like Sutherland Nissan, brand new sponsor. And their website, by the way, is OrlandoNissan.com. But if you click on the Relax and Comfort button ad, you'll go to their website. And you can register there for a drawing for a free iJoy massage chair. All right? And you'll definitely want to do that. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. But once again, please join the Trump 2020 Club. Help us drain the swamp every bit of it.
You better believe it.
We'll be right back with another hour of the show. I hope you'll be with us.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
If you're on I-4, you probably ain't a road running, you're a road creeping, but thanks for listening to us on the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. That's right, folks, we're here live on a Trump 2020 Tuesday, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Got Randy Ross of the Trump 2020 Club, the founder and boss of, you might say. I shouldn't say boss.
I was on I-4, and that was crazy traffic, so I get it. I hear it.
I am Christopher Hart, and Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Got a lot of big, hot news stories today. Rex Tillerson is out. Pretty much everybody's probably heard something of this anyway. Rex Tillerson is out. Mike Pompeo has been nominated to be the new Secretary of State. He would obviously bring a much, shall we say, tougher negotiating stance to the State Department. And his deputy director at CIA currently, a woman by the name of Jeannie Haspel, the president has nominated to be the first woman director of the CIA. Both of those positions will have to undergo Senate confirmation, and it might get a little testy up on the Hill. But these are excellent choices for the president to have made. And
but the president's against women, so just remember that. So
Right. he and Mike Pompeo have a very close relationship. They do see eye to eye on the big issues, including North Korea and Iran. And, of course, that and the Middle East are the three major problem spots. Of course, Russia, but in terms of actual violence and the potential for a lot of killing immediately, these are going to be delicate negotiations, and the president will have somebody he's very comfortable with. He and Mike Pompeo have seen each other pretty much 5 days a week, if not more, ever since the president, before he has been inaugurated. He's been receiving his intelligence briefings in person from Pompeo. As Pompeo said on the news Sunday morning, the president is up to speed on North Korea, that they have talked extensively about North Korea, about Kim Jong-un, about what he's like, what he likes, what's going on in North Korea, their strengths, their weaknesses. The president is up to speed, ready to go. And with Pompeo as Secretary of State, I'm confident that the United States will garner the respect we deserve even more so than we're already beginning to get. Meanwhile, both James Clapper and Jim Boy, Lion Leaking Thieving Jim Comey have been revealed over the last 24 hours to, indeed, we've talked about this, and I'm not going to get too deep into it now, but that they were sources of leaks to the media and having to do with the so-called Russia collusion business. And once again, the House Intelligence Committee pretty much ended their investigation into Russia collusion. They're still going to look into some of the things they stumbled onto having to do with the dossier, FISA court, and other things. But their investigation into the collusion is over. The Herr Mueller investigation is going to, however, continue. Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller, felt it incumbent upon himself to come out yesterday and say that Mueller was not unguided missile or something like that, trying to tamp down the pressure building on Mueller to either produce some collusion stuff or wrap things up. And so that pressure is growing, as we predicted it would grow. The Justice Department is investigating these leaks. Jeff Sessions has made it clear that even though he's not looking into this stuff, he has appointed people outside of Washington to look into some of these things. A brand new book came out today called Russian Roulette: The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump, where a lot of the truth about the dossier has come out. And it also has come out in this book, just like we predicted, that these tactics that were being used against President Trump had already been honed and perfected, if you will, against Mitt Romney back in 2012. Thank you, President Obama. And a fellow by the name of McEntee was walked out of the White House today. He was the president's personal secretary. It was his response. He was the gopher. Okay.
But didn't he get hired almost immediately by the campaign?
He was one of the early ones. Yes.
No, even now he got hired today.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, he's going to take over a role. So Obviously the president still trusted him.
Well, he still likes him.
Yeah.
McEntee was hired originally for the 2016 campaign pretty early on, and he was a gopher. It was his job to make sure the president had Sharpie pens and to get whatever the president needed. Okay, and he was walked out of the White House and immediately into the Trump 2020 campaign.
And, gotta love that. You have to love that.
Well, what came out was he had been under investigation. Evidently, the guy does online gambling. And anything of that sort is a big no-no. You will not get a security clearance. And if they find out that sort of thing, especially if you've been warned not to do it, they will walk you out. And that's what they did. And they evidently did it so immediately, he either forgot or didn't put on his jacket. But the Secret Service is very serious about that sort of thing because, of course, a person in that position could perhaps be, you know, extortion, bribery, that sort of thing because of gambling debt. So the media is trying to make a big deal out of that. But in essence, what the president is doing is he is getting the right people in the right positions, the people that he's comfortable with, the people after having about a year in the job that he knows who he wants where. And you predicted this a long time ago.
It's very common.
That the original appointees would be sort of whittled away.
By the way, just be reminded that the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida is a professional gambler as well. I mean, that's how he's made a lot of his money.
Is that right?
That's a true story. But he's a great
maybe
guy.
Maybe somebody's
I'm not taking that away
over.
From him. I'm just saying that he
is.
Yeah,
maybe he owes somebody some money.
I'm just saying that it's very common, and I know this because of the people on the campaign that brought it to my attention, that the people that were working in the White House in the first 6 months and the first year would look very different year two, year three. It does settle down eventually. But in that first 6 months, first year, they're paying back favors, people who helped on the campaign and all these different things. That is not exclusive to President Trump. That's just the way it is in presidential politics.
What we normally see, though, is that there tends to be a little bit more loyalty or a little bit more tolerance for the incompetency.
Sure.
For the political loyalty they may be getting. But this president wants results.
Absolutely.
And he wants
and he's getting them.
And he wants people on his team. And he deserves to have their loyalty because we elected him, not them. They're there to carry out his agenda, not their own. And evidently Rex Tillerson had some, he was doing a little wandering, especially with the Europeans. So
I think he stayed longer than we even thought he was going to. You might recall, what was it, 6-7 months ago this conversation came up?
Yeah, the media has been predicting it for a long time, and I guess if you predict something long enough, it's going to happen. But at least the president is replacing him, I think, at the right time now, going into these tricky negotiations with North Korea and Iran, because the president is on the verge of not renewing that Iran deal and having Pompeo at his side as Secretary of State. I do think that's a powerful combination that puts some more fear in people in the rest of the world.
And
right?
It should.
It should indeed.
I think the wall walk today, though, I it was amazing. As a person who sat out there and helped put rallies together, that was at rallies, and that was such a rallying cry for all of us, the wall. To see him walking in front of these walls today and talking with people from the military and saying this and any other, it was symbolic and it was emotional to some extent. Look, he's actually doing what he said he was going to do.
Right.
I mean, it was amazing.
And they are pursuing actually building this wall. Make no mistake about it. And the president there was there today in California to review the 8 prototypes of the wall. And they're remarkably different, but they all look pretty, you know.
What president do we ever know that would be that hands-on, that wants to go physically be there, is talking with the people? We want to be able to see through it. There's a reason why it rolls so big on the top. I mean, all these conversations, and I'm sitting there the whole time just kind of mesmerized, thinking he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Yeah. So I thought it was great.
Yeah, they are formidable prototypes. Any of them would be a far better security system, obviously, than no wall at all, or the piecemeal wall that they have up down there now. So the president, once again, is a man who demands results. He's used to getting results. He builds skyscrapers, right, and casinos and golf courses, things that you can actually see, touch, feel, and use. He's not a man of words. He's a man of action, and that's why we elected him, and that's why we want his underlings to be supportive of him. Let's go to Diane. She's on the line tonight. Hey, Diane, how you doing? Thanks for being out there.
I'm great. How are you? And
good.
I want to thank you for yesterday, all your help.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, it was great to see you and JT there as well.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Randy, about the personal aid of Trump's when they said that he was leaving to go to the Trump 2020.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The personal aid when he got released, when they said he was going to Trump 2020. I was thinking about Randy.
That's the whole idea. Yeah, she's talking about McEntee. I think his name is John McEntee. He's going to still be a part of the campaign. And this campaign is gearing up. This new campaign manager he hired, Brad Parscale, he's getting down to business.
He is. He was actually at the event that I was at Mar-a-Lago last weekend. I don't know if he'll be there this week when we're going to the Lincoln Day Dinner there in Palm Beach. I'm going to tell you, the people in Palm Beach, just to give them a shout-out, they do it better than anybody in the state of Florida. They do an amazing job, not just because it's a winter White House. They've been doing this long before Trump was the president. He was coming to their events on an ongoing basis. So watching the way that the president is continuing to tap into his grassroots superstars to me is amazing. And that's exactly what we have to do if we really want to win 2020. We've got to make sure that we keep the president and his agenda at the forefront and not egos and personalities. And so watching him bring this guy right out of being his chief assistant and then moving him over to the campaign, I think it's brilliant because obviously that was a person that helped him get elected in 2016. He was one of
And that's one thing I've noticed about Trump also. He's very loyal to the people that are loyal to him.
Absolutely. It's definitely a two-way street with him. And it's an extremely important thing to the president.
Yes.
And by the way, it was extremely important to George Bush, too. But unfortunately for George Bush, he tended to be more loyal to people who weren't so loyal to him. This president demands that loyalty in return. And he should get it. And he has every right to have it. and the liberals get it. So, you know, it's
no, he absolutely deserves it. And as a matter of fact, it's one of our goals to continually remind people who were loyal, who, when he came down the escalator, said, that's our president. That's the one that we're going to follow. And then they worked as hard as they did. And guess what? They're still working today. So when I see people trying to jump on the train, I'm saying, okay, get on board. But you're not going to lead this train. We're going to lead this train again in 2020. And I think that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be a fun ride.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever car you're in. That's right. Look, be some scary trestles that we have to cross. But nonetheless, it's I'm telling you, we're fighting for this nation. And we're fighting for what this nation is all about. And we're making progress. And you know how I know? Joy Behar.
Oh, she had to finally apologize.
She finally did.
It only took her weeks.
But can you imagine her apologizing to, say, a George Bush administration if something similar would have happened? No, because George Bush, they never would have fought back.
I think,
you see,
yeah.
And Pence fought back, but he did it in such a calm, Christian-like fashion. He said, look, my faith is everything in my life, and I'm just like millions of other Americans, and she needs to understand that, and she was raised to be better than that, I know. And she had to admit he was right.
Well, I would imagine that she got a ton of pressure also from viewers.
That's the point.
And people out there that were like, wait a second, God talks to me every day. Why can't God talk to our vice president? Why can he not talk to God? I found the whole thing so utterly offensive that if she wants to keep her job, she had no choice. My biggest concern, and it's not even a concern now that she's done it, but it should never have taken her weeks to come to that conclusion,
right,
or the pressure of the network. It should have been, you know what? I might have made a mistake that day, and I need to apologize for it. And it should have happened the next day. It should have never have taken her that long to make that apology.
She should have. She should have done it out of her own accord. But the fact that so many people did call ABC, evidently some of 60,000 calls within a couple of days.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for being out there. We appreciate it. 60,000 calls, and then she finally did call Pence, and then Pence said, yeah, she called me, and she apologized, and it was sincere, and I accepted it. But she ought to apologize to everybody else she offended out there.
Absolutely. And there were millions and millions of Americans that listened to that after the fact. Not that they were watching the show and they were like, wait a second, you're attacking my Christianity. You're attacking my belief in God. And I believe that I'm surprised they kept her around. I don't know if the comedian that chopped off the head and put the images, I don't know what's even worse. I just believe when you come after someone and their spirituality or their belief in God, I believe you have finally crossed the line again. I'm surprised they're keeping her on the show.
That's and a lot of people think she still should go, but the bottom line is there was this backlash. She did feel it, and she did have to make the apology. And it evidently, as you pointed out, wasn't her idea.
Yeah, that's obvious.
So,
yeah.
Once again, we're making headway. We're making headway out there. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about another person who is under attack for some feelings about religion, you might say. All right, and this is happening here locally. You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Once again, being brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine, and all the great folks out there at Sutherland Nissan are ready to help you get into a brand new or pre-driven Nissan automobile or truck. And by the way, it's no high pressure, you know, real easy going out there. And also, they'll make you a sweet deal, I guarantee it. That's Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com, OrlandoNissan.com, Sutherland Nissan. And don't forget, if you take a test drive, you get a $25 gift card.
You can't beat that.
I tell you what. That's right. Especially if you're, you know, just out and about. So check them out, please, at Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive, and Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship.
That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe. You have four accidents to watch out for. Two of them are on I-4 westbound in the Millennia area. Two of them are on I-4 westbound after Lee Road. And one of them is on I-4 eastbound right before you get to the 441. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. And then again, right around the Pine Hills area all the way to almost Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the Azalea Park area and right around the Orlando Executive Airport. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5. And AM 660, The Answer.
Thieving Jim Boy Comey and his partner, sidekick, that lying, leaking, thieving James Clapper, have been outed. All right, we've been talking about that during most of the show. It's going to be a real short segment. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a local teacher who's under fire because she has been bold enough to express some views, and she's under attack by the local media, the local rags, I like to call them, And we're gonna tell you the story and expose shall we say some hypocrisy is not the right word, but perhaps self-righteousness. But anyway, we're gonna tell you about a teacher who's under fire because of some things that she expressed about jihad. Okay, so stick
She's
around.
She's a black teacher being called a white supremacist. Let's keep it real. That's what they're calling her.
Can you believe it? It's happening, and we're going to tell you how and why right here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. That's right, folks. We're here. We're live, and we'll be right back after this short break. And don't forget, once again, Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Go there and sign up tonight, please.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says there may someday be a Space Force fighting alongside the Air Force, Army, and other branches of the military. Mr. Trump was speaking Tuesday about his administration's investment in space exploration when he said space is becoming a war-fighting domain. He said his idea of a Space Force had started as an off-the-cuff comment, but decided it was a great idea. Mr. Trump also says the U.S. is going to Mars very soon, and that wouldn't happen if Hillary Clinton had won. Russia's top military officer has spoken to his U.S. counterpart after a stern warning from Moscow that it will fire back if the U.S. attacks Syrian government facilities. General Valery Gerasimov said Moscow has reliable information that the militants in eastern Ghouta, just outside the Syrian capital, are preparing to stage a chemical attack and put the blame on the Syrian government, setting the stage for a U.S. strike. This is SRN News.
Springtime is here. That means it's time for the 34th annual All-British Car Show. Join the Central Florida British Car Club Friday, April 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Fiddler's Green in beautiful Winter Park for a pre-show meet and greet. And on Saturday, April 7th at 9 a.m. in Mead Gardens in Winter Park for the car show and judging. Along with up to 200 British cars, there will be specialty vendors, raffles, silent auction, and valve cover racing. Four Rivers, Jeremiah's, and Tijuana Flats will be there, and admission is free. It's fun for the whole family. So experience a day of British automotive history in picturesque Mead Gardens, April 7th. For more information, email info@allbritishcarclub.com. That's info@allbritishcarclub.com. A member of the British American Chamber of Commerce. Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. And remember to enter the free drawing for a Human Touch iJoy massage chair. It's amazing how lifelike these chairs feel. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to the American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you being out there on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday with us, the American Adversaries. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm in the studio with Randy Ross. I'm Christopher Hart. And there's a local story that's developing, has to do with a local teacher, someone Randy knows. But aside from that, she worked hard, by the way, in the last campaign. Mm-hmm. That's how they know each other. And aside from that, though, she's being treated very unfairly by the local media here, because of some things that she has said about jihad. And we've, you know, talked about the Islamic jihad and what it means and what it, you know, shall we say, how it is by a lot of people made excuses for it and see it as something that is not as threatening as it is. And when people express that Islamic jihad is extremely threatening, they are called Islamophobes or even worse. And in this case, this person is being called a white supremacist.
But the irony is, you know, I can say her first name, right?
Yes.
Okay. First name is Sunday. I met Sunday. Well, I can say her. It's out in the media now. Her name is Sunday Brown. Sundy and I met each other in 1988-89 during the opening of the MGM Studios. We both worked
through that.
We've known each other a very, very long time.
Right.
She is black. Let's make that. And she's also a lesbian, open lesbian. Okay. And at the time, though, back in the day, we didn't know that part about each other. We were just friends. So when I started posting on social media that I was supporting the Trump campaign and doing what I was doing, she started reaching out to me privately. I knew she was a teacher, and I knew she was going through like her own struggle with, you know, people not wanting to support her. And all of a sudden, this story pops up yesterday, and the Orlando Sentinel and the Orlando Weekly, both which I've had my own struggles with them at time. I know that they love to come after people and the Tanya Harding with the pipe, you know, right there on the knees.
Right.
And they were basically suggesting that her comments regarding jihad were white supremacist comments, not realizing maybe, had they done a little bit more research, she's also black. So how do you and she's also, you know, she's also a member of the LGBTQ community. And her and I have had that conversation, as myself being a part of that as a gay conservative. And so I found it just the irony that they would be so willing to come after her job as a teacher because of her opinions regarding jihad. You got to remember, let's be candid as we sit here and watch what's going on with Omar Mateese's wife and her jury selection process and the things that we are seeing come out. I mean, I said back in June of 2016 when I had the honor of introducing the president, I said that at that time, that was a matter of radical Islamic terrorism. And everybody in the LGBTQ community came at me and said, you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. You can't say that. And now what we're learning is, in fact, this man that was out there, and he killed these 49 innocent people that just happened to be in a gay club. And I said this before I introduced the president. I said, it happened in a gay club. It happened to be Hispanics that were present. It was Hispanic night. But it was an attack on Americans.
Exactly. And he was targeting gay people, but he was targeting American gay people.
Who happened to be dancing under a disco ball. You know, the reality of the situation is if we go after people who are different because of them supporting our president or supporting some of the ideologies, if you will, of what it's like to be a patriot—
And the irony here also is, of course, the Sentinel has been a big part of Orlando Strong and evidently, in their minds anyway, supporting the LGBT community, and yet don't seem to understand the monumental threat that Islamic thinking and the Islamic Jihad is to the community.
Especially to the gay community. I mean, these are people, think about this. These are people that throw people, gay people, off of buildings because they're gay. They drown people in cages because they're gay. And so when you tell me, and these are people that were funding Hillary Clinton's campaign. So when people were coming at me, they don't realize that President Trump wanted to come to Orlando the week following the Pulse tragedy. I was part of arranging that visit. I know the way that the administration and Orange County government was responding to me, as well as the mayor's office of Orlando. They did not want our president here. But never once did our president say he was against gay people. And now you've got a situation where you have a teacher that is trying to remind people of what jihad is really about.
Yep.
And instead, the liberal media, we're talking the Orlando Sentinel, but more importantly, the Orlando Weekly. By the way, they've ran me up a tree before. I get it. They don't like what I stand for as a person that tries to put my sexuality aside and focus on what is important for this country. So I feel for Sunday Brown, because I know when she was walking neighborhoods with me, she was doing that for America.
And once again, the media doesn't give attention to when these Islamic religious clerics come here and give their little speeches and talk about how gay people are less than human. They do need to be eliminated. And no, they don't exist in Islamic, you know, communities and all of this sort of nonsense.
I think it's important that we're hearing what some of these opening statements are during the jury selection process, because I think what we're finally getting to is what we learned or thought the whole time is that he was there representing some ideology that is not part of what our culture assimilates to be.
Right.
So when we talk about, yes, love is love and all these symbolic things that came across in that process, what we also know is that he is what brought hate to Orlando. And so when she speaks, when Sunday Brown, a teacher, a middle school teacher who's being attacked for her comments regarding jihad, when she is in trouble as a teacher, and I'm concerned now that the Orange County school system is also somehow getting part and parcel and being on side of the outside of this, we need to be concerned about that.
Yeah. The Orange County School Board, they probably need some fresh blood themselves. Because they are too politically correct, all right? And that's part of what we're witnessing here, is political correctness in its worst form, coming down on a woman because she has expressed some of her concerns, some of her fears, which she has every right to have. And, by the way, they are very legitimate to have and do need to be pointed out to people who don't know. And yet the media wants to be politically correct.
And we want to talk about, we want to make, like, for example, with Parkland, we want to say it's okay now to have the gun control conversation. Back during Pulse, I remember almost immediately, as many people will remember, President Obama, Vice President Biden standing in front of the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center, which became like this temporary, place of coming to get memorial, if you will. Yeah. And what did they do? Almost immediately made this about gun control.
Right.
What are we learning now? This had nothing to do with gun control. This had to do with his personal beliefs and feelings regarding, people in general and his support of Islamic thoughts and ideology. And as a result, that is really the conversation. So when Sunday, a teacher, a black teacher who happens to be a lesbian, who happens to be conservative, when she comes out and says, by the way, I'm raising my hand and I'm calling you out on that because I can do that, and then they come at her, to me, that's just totally hypocritical of what we say when we say we want free speech, when we want these conversations. Yes, we want to have these conversations, oh, by the way, until they don't go the way we want them to go, and then we step back and say, oh, I'm sorry about that.
Right. And this is not right. And so we're going to keep an eye on this story and give her as much support as we can in this. But once again, we got our own swamp right here in Central Florida.
You better believe it.
And we need to do a little draining of our own. We need some fresh blood of our own. And in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole County, they have already said they don't want to do the school marshal program right out of hand. Now, I can understand them being uncomfortable with it. Yes, it's brand new. It's, in a lot of ways, a radical departure from what we have now. But it's because we have a radical problem right now. And to just dismiss it out of hand is to me, very short-sighted. That's political wisdom. That's not the kind of wisdom that we elect people to be in leadership positions to do. At worst, they should say, well, we're going to study it. We're going to look at it. We're going to consider it. We're going to have law enforcement come in. We'll talk to them. We'll do our due diligence before we make up our mind on this, because we do want our students to be protected. We do want our students to be safe. So, as I said, we got our own swamp here that we have concerns with, and we'll be dealing with these as we approach into the fall. All right, let's get Alfred on the line right now. Alfred, thank you for calling tonight. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. So many points to talk about. So many points.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask, for those of us that are a member of the Trump 2020 Club plus the Army, what else can we do to get these people out of power, like this chairman that you say, Randy? How can we get them out of power? How can we get them, brush them off, say, get out, leave somebody else if you don't believe in Trump and what President Trump is doing and the Republican Party is doing? Get out.
I think,
how can we get them out?
I think having the conversation right now is important. I think more importantly, we have to be able to put some pressure on them to, you got to remember, in Orange County, we are third in line, Republicans or conservatives. There are more Democrats in Orange County than there are independents or Republicans. In 20 years ago, when our current Orange County chairman took over, this was a red county. And I'm not even trying to suggest we turn this into a red county. I think that would be virtually impossible. What I can suggest to you is that we can make it a lot more close. And part of that, there are two ways to do that. One, you have to support and believe in voter registration. And two, you have to support and believe in getting precinct committee men and precinct committee women in Orange County. Specifically, we have 8% of the precincts in Orange County are filled. When you imagine over 1,000 precincts and to imagine that only maybe 150 or so are filled, that alone is an indication that the chairman does not care about the voter process in Orange County. Listen, I got to be honest with you. I know for a fact that someone today was contacted by a candidate running for sheriff who is registered as a Democrat, but he wanted to meet with the chairman, and the chairman refused to meet with him. We do not have a Republican running for sheriff in Orange County. My point to that is, at some point, what we have to do is we have to recognize we are part of the problem in Orange County, and the only way we fix it is when we get into those OCREC meetings, and we get people to fill those precinct committee men and precinct committee women positions, and we register more voters. And we do that without fear, because the liberals, and specifically, I applaud, and I know this won't go over well, I applaud the Democratic Party of Orange County. They work very diligently to register voters in this county. We do not. And it's not because there aren't people that want to do it. There are some legal processes involved, you know, as related to registering people to vote. And when your chairman, a 20-year chairman, I mean, that's way too long. I mean, there should be some type of term limits or something on that. But when you're in line and you've been in that position for 20 years and people just keep voting you in and voting you in and voting you in, all of a sudden people buying into and believe in your process, that must change in Orange County. And I'll be honest with you, we only won Seminole County by 5% or 5 points this last time. So things are shifting all over the place.
That's something that I've been saying for about a year already or more about recruiting and registering the Hispanic population here, especially the ones that are coming in into the Republican Party, telling them what our values are, what we offer, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it. That's why we can't win the county again. We won't win it for a long time if we don't get the Hispanics to vote Republican.
And Alfred, and you make a wonderful point. When we were leading the I-4 for Puerto Rico project, and we had so many Hispanics, specifically Puerto Ricans, getting involved in that process, what I learned is Hispanics, specifically Puerto Ricans, are aligned with conservative values than they are liberal values. But when they're coming from Puerto Rico and they hear the word Democrat, they think democracy. And that's an ongoing education process that we have to work on.
And in Puerto Rico, they've been brainwashed. They bring with the CNN, every news is negative against the Republicans and against Trump, and they associate the Republican Party with everything bad about it. And that's not good. That's not good.
Well, you're making a valid point. I mean, Hispanics believe in family. They support conservative values. They believe in religion. All of these things that are really specific in faith that bring you right down to the core of what the conservative movement is all about. Unfortunately, there's just a break in the education process, and that's just something that we're going to have to hope we do a better job at, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
Yes, we need Plasencia. We need Plasencia and what's the other, Cortez, to go out there and try recruiting them and talking to them in meetings like Trump does, you know, talking to them. And convince them that they should come to this side.
And that's Representative Cortez, Representative Plasencia, they're both great people. The problem is they have yet to align with the president as strongly and as openly as they need to. And when they do, I guarantee you many people in the community, specifically Hispanics, will say, now it's okay to do that. I'll do it as well.
Right. If they know the coach is a Republican and what he stands for, a lot of people will come to his side and understand Trump. The other thing is, if this teacher, God bless her, if she were talking against the Christians, probably the press would applaud her, you see?
Yeah,
no doubt. Yep. No doubt about it.
Yep. Anything you can talk about Christians, the values, they applaud, the press will applaud them.
Right. Yep. You
okay,
got that
gentlemen,
right.
Thank you for hearing me.
Alfred.
Thank you, Alfred, and thank you for supporting both the Trump 2020 Club and the American Adversaries Army. We appreciate you being a part of all that. And part of what we can do, though, is to keep our enthusiasm up, right? Because it does. It rubs off. It rubs off on people, and that's kind of what Alfred was saying there. And as long as we're enthusiastic about the president and encourage others in our own subtle ways, and maybe so more than overt ways, to be enthusiastic themselves, that builds. And eventually the pressure is felt, you know, up the ladder, you might say.
And I said this to you during the break, that of the 67 counties, we are one of the only counties that has the type of presence that you are providing us as related to this radio show. And many have tried. If it wasn't for the American Adversaries, we would not have this voice. So thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity.
Well, once again, it's like you were saying, the reason why your friend
Sunday
Brown, we're in this fight for America. And, you know, we're mustering all the allies and all the forces that we can in order to be successful here. And that's the whole purpose, and that's why we've been Trumplicans from the very start, is that this guy, he's not in it for politics, he's not in it for the same reasons that so many people get into these things. He's in it because his heart's in it.
Right.
And his heart and his mind are in the right place, and that is make America great again, America first, and not because we're selfish or anything, it's because that's what's best for the world. When we are as strong and as dynamic and as great as we can be, the whole world benefits from this.
Who doesn't want to be part of something amazing? You know, his new logo
right.
for 2020, Keep America Great.
You exclamation
better believe
point.
It.
No, you
Absolutely.
Got exclamation point. You got to do the exclamation
exactly.
point thing with your fingers.
Exactly.
But that's right. And once again, it's at the end of the day, when we all walk up to the pearly gates,
right,
and old Peter or whoever standing there and looks at you, says, "Okay, well, so what'd you do?" One of the things you might want to say is, "I helped make America great again."
You better believe it.
And he's going to swing that door open and says, "Come on in."
I believe it.
All right, so we'll be back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and thank you so much for being with us. Don't go away, please, because we are coming right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. thank you ever so much for being with us tonight. We really do appreciate it. One last call. You got a few minutes to get in line up here in Apopka, or actually Winter Park. Belle Isle has elections going on down there. Till 7 o'clock, you got in time to get in line to vote. And, of course, we're watching that election up in Pennsylvania, and the polls close up there 8 o'clock our time. They're an hour behind us. So we'll be watching that closely tonight and be discussing the results tomorrow night. By the way, Mike McBath is not here tonight because he is in Las Vegas for the NFL players, former players union meeting. He's out there doing his union boss business. And, of course, he'll be back next week. Tomorrow night, Colonel Danny McKnight will be joining me on the show. And I think we've rescheduled Sheriff David Clark for tomorrow night. But nonetheless, we'll obviously have a lot to talk about. And Randy is heading off. You leaving tomorrow for Thursday.
This is the Palm Beach County. The Palm Beach Republican Club is doing their Lincoln Day dinner. Just not to hit on Orange County any further, but you do realize we didn't do one last year. But, you know, so they are doing, this is a big deal. This is the only Lincoln Day dinner in the country that the president has shown up at before. Now, there's no guarantee. I've not heard about any flight plan pattern or anything like that. But it's possible. Last year, Melania showed up in his absence, which is not bad, right?
That's not bad at all. Some people probably prefer it that way, right?
So we're pretty excited. There's a bunch of us, probably 25 of us from Orange County heading down there.
All right. Well, of course, we'll expect to hear all about it when you get back. And once again, you can join the Trump 2020 Club by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and sign up there. And once again, whole intent here is to keep the ball rolling. You know, we're off on a glorious journey here, but it's up to us to keep it going. And we'll see what happens in Pennsylvania tonight. Is it going to be a bellwether for this fall or what? But certainly a lot of people are looking at it that way. But we'll be definitely watching that. And also, let me remind you that the All British Car Show is coming up on April the 7th down there in Mead Gardens. Going to be a whole lot of fun for the whole family. There's no admission charge, but they will be having a raffle and auction and stuff like that. But
Rick Brown is going to have a car in there.
He's got
a sharp car.
Yeah,
sharp
little car. MG thing he's got. You know, the thing's about big enough you can put it in your top pocket, pull it out when you need to go somewhere. I mean, it's a tiny little car, but it's a whole lot of fun, and there'll be as many as 200 all British makes there, and that's on Saturday, April the 7th, and the weather should be gorgeous for that. So you'll definitely want to get out and check that out. And speaking of cars, while you're out and about, once again, Sutherland Nissan sponsoring Trump 2020 Club here on Tuesdays. We really appreciate that. And these Nissans that are out now, you know, that Nissan Maxima, I believe, is rated as the most safe car that you can buy in 2018.
And you get a $25 gift card if you go in there and do a test drive. How can you beat that?
I tell you what, man, you need lunch, go out there, take a test drive. You got $25, right?
Exactly.
So that's Sutherland Nissan on East Colonial Drive at Chickasaw Trail, and their website is OrlandoNissan.com. That's OrlandoNissan.com. Okay, so Larry Elder is going to follow us up. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to talk about. I don't know if he'll get to that Russian roulette book. I haven't heard anybody else talking about that today.
I hadn't heard anything about it until you brought it up.
Yeah, so you might want to check that out. You can check all this stuff out on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries, including the story about Sunday Brown. You can find that there, too. Leave comments if you so desire. That's American Adversaries
on Facebook.
I'm going
to try to get her on the show. I'm being caught talking with her, and I'll try to get her to come on and talk about it if she feels comfortable.
That's why we're here, to give a voice to those who do not have a voice, and make sure the rest of you who want to know if there's somebody out there who has something to say that they agree with you, well, we're here. We're the American Adversaries. All right, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And once again, Trump 2020 Club and American Adversaries on Facebook. Larry Elder up next. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media.